this.
From scratch about this born suspect named me, a street legend. Pulling hits was his infatuation. As I start from scratch about this born suspect, as I start from scratch about this born suspect, as I start from scratch, as I start from scratch about this born suspect named me, a street legend. Pulling hits was his infatuation. From birth, his first spoken word was tech. So by the age of 12, you can guess what would dominate his conversation. He had a twin brother born to Nepal. One was dark, one was light, neither was right. Taking turns letting off shots to move crowds with the needle point aim and the infrared sight, so they ruled the night. His tone arm stayed tipped with the nickel plated, so even in the crossfire they were never faded. It was debated that still play was overrated, but they negated all competitors to try to state it. Very few crossed the line and made it without a scratch. For every new batch there was a new catch. Often people ask Neek why his revolver wouldn't stop. He replied, everybody wants me in the coffin. This pitch ass tried to get live at the red light. He received 33 from a 45 by the green light. The change in his heartbeat tempo proved to Neek that nobody was exempt. So he took his game from the PJ centers to the club, constantly getting caught up in the mix, slipping through the fingers of the system, waiting in the cut to see who be the next man to try and diss him. Till one day Neek was playing sniper again, quiet but deadly, picking off his prey from the roof. When all of a sudden he had the illest vision, it got him amped. He stood up straight and started woofing. His twin bro simply had no idea the killer Neek was reevaluating his career, but his thought process made him defiant, equalizing similar victims from one major client. The concept hit him in a flash. There was much more to this lifestyle led than petty cash, but his brother just couldn't understand that every move they made was planned by the unseen hand. So Neek flipped the script from the new to next school, transformed the game and rearranged the rules. Self-employed, but Quest made a transition, cornered the market by taking out your competition. But Neek's brother didn't have the same ambition. He'd rather catch his victims than his fellow suspects. But he agreed something had to change, so as they discussed this, he realized his life lacked poetic justice. So Neek's right-hand man broke left to become one of the well-known five fingers of death. Similar ends with new means of motivation, cause now it's volunteer work to vent his frustration. They both grew with time and skills became refined, but one saw it essential to read between the lines. They both liked to see their prey dead, but one was addicted to seeing a pale body filled with lead. See, Neek's brother had a signature move, so folks would know he was the one out to get him. It's like he pulled the trigger to the rhythm just to make you think that your fate was signed and sealed in permanent ink. And don't let the motive be anything more than cold-blooded, cause then they'll put two times the effort in the caper, with diamond tip shells and drop jewels in the dome. Pull out your heart and wrap it up in wax paper. Paper.
Yo, yo. Yo. Nineteen. Well, it's the funk doctor spot, the Poncock lyricist. My mentality so deaf, yo, I ain't even hearing this shit. Biscuits be cocking back when I be coming. I guess they heard how I be taking MCs out by the hundreds. One tip for two minutes.